Is the buffer zone done? This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on what I heard over the long weekend, the buffer zone is in trouble.
From Daytona, where crowds shut down traffic, to the Lake of the Ozarks, where people swam on top of each other for hours. Social distancing nowhere to be found.
Suddenly, the idea that we're in this together has a very different meaning. It's human nature, though. You can't be at DEFCON 1 forever, especially when the danger's invisible. Maybe people know a relative who had it and did just fine, or they went to a party unmasked and it's been 2 weeks and nothing happened, or they just decided the risk was worth it. The point is, the government can't guarantee your safety, if it ever could. It'll be up to us now. It would be helpful to know exactly when to be on guard and when to relax. If only there was a harmless chemical that would make everybody's breath turn pink so you could actually see whether it truly drops to the ground after 6 feet. Too bad there's no such thing. But you know what you can do instead? Just imagine everyone's vaping. Just imagine those puffs emanating from mouths and nostrils. Which tells me the solution here is to have two masks. One for you and one for your invisibly vaping coworker. That should go over well. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.